So again, the disclaimer then is that we'll next week, when hopefully the road is not frozen over and things like that, and I'm in yeshiva normally, we'll do an overview. We'll start really the broader discussion of the Gemara's perspective on suffering, and divine justice, theodicy, all those things. But we'll zero in on one line in that Gemara today, which sort of stands alone, even though obviously it'll integrate into the broader topic. But we still have to read a little bit of the Gemara, but you'll see why we're gonna come back to it next week. So the Gemara on Daf Hey, I'll pull it up here. Let's share a screen. I'm gonna share a screen. Okay, oh, I have to do this. Participants. Okay, now I can do this. Fine. Okay, right, so the Gemara on Daf Hey has a has the following discussion about what happens if someone is suffering. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rava, Vitamer Rav Chisda, Imroa Adam Sheyisurin Bain Alav, Yifashveish Bim Asav, Shneamar Nach Besad Derachenu, Vinach Korah, Vinashuva Ad Adonai. If someone sees himself suffering, or sees suffering happening upon him, so then he should examine his actions, because it says in Eicha we'll search our ways and return to God. Pishpesh v'lo matzah, yitle bivitul Torah. If he searches his actions, he doesn't find any sin, so then he should attribute his suffering to bitul Torah, right? To not learning enough Torah or something like that. We'll see what that means. Shne'emar ashrei hagever asher tiasur neyah umitoratcha tilamdenu. Because it says that happy is the one who you punish, God, and teach out of your law, which teaches that suffering, something has to do with Talmud Torah. And then the Gemara goes on to a very shocking statement, and this we'll come back to in our broader overview, is v'im tala v'lo matzah, bi'adua shi'isurin shel ahavayim. If you searched your actions and you attributed it to whatever, or bitul Torah, and still you can't figure out what warranted the punishment you have, so then you have to attribute that to this category of Yisurin Shel Ahava, affliction of love. Shneemar, Kir Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. Because it says that the one who God loves, he will rebuke. Okay, so like I said, even though the proper order would be to do the overarching topic first, we're not going to do that. We'll zero in on this little issue, which is the Gemara seems to have this very shocking statement. Right, which is under normal circumstances, hello, Mordechai. Right, so the Gemara says that under normal circumstances, you should assume, or at least be open to the possibility that your sin is a function, and that your sin is a function of your actions. Right, so the Gemara seems to say, listen. If you know you have a precise sin that you did, so okay, so you can attribute it to that. And if you can't figure it out, so it's bittul Torah. Now, what's the obvious problem, right? What's the obvious problem with reading this Gemara? One second, let me just wait for Zach to get into the Zoom. Did he get in? Contact. Hey, Zach. Okay, Zach, you missed the first minute where I said just because it's just a little bit hard because I'm not in person, so we're actually holding off on the broader introduction to theodicy, which we'll do next week, and this week we're zeroing in one line within that Gemara, which is backwards, but what can you do? So specifically, we're focusing on the Gemara's line of if you sin, so the first thing you should do is yitle. So you fash b'shem ma'asev is you try to figure out what sin you did, and attribute your suffering to that. And if not, so then attribute it to bittul Torah. So what's the obvious problem, right? What's the problem with this Gemara, right? Again, there's so many assumptions we have to see next week, which is why is the assumption that suffering is linked to sin? Why is it that the Gemara then introduces the possibility that it's not linked to sin, Yisur and Shalafa? What does that tell us about divine justice? And again, the divine justice sugya appears so many times in Brachot that it's not just Daf Hey, it's Zayin, it's Samach Aleph, right? It's this sugya, it's also Daf Zayin when it talks about Moshe trying to understand divine justice, it's Samach Aleph with Rabbi Kiva. But what's the problem locally with this claim that if you don't know what you did, so attribute it to Bittul Torah. I mean, what's the problem or problems? Right? What does the Gemara even mean? Okay, so right. So Zach says the problem is. Okay, so Zach says the problem is that, well, it's hard to define. It's so broad. It's so all-encompassing. Okay, Josh, what were you saying?
That Bittul Torah is a type of, an action that you do, so it should be included in the first part.
Yeah, right? Josh has the much simpler question, which is, I don't understand. The Gemara says that if you sinned, if you're suffering, you should attribute it to sin. And if you can't figure out what sin you did, so then attribute it to Bittul Torah. And if it's not Bittul Torah, so then it's Yisur and Shalava. Now, there seems to be a binary here, and Bittul Torah doesn't fall in it, right? Meaning, at one extreme, simple pshat of the Gemara is either your suffering is the function of sin, or it's not, and then it's this thing called Yisur and Shalava, right? And then the Gemara says, but maybe it's neither, it's Bittul Torah. So Josh says, I don't understand. When you were doing tshuva and trying to figure out what might have caused your suffering so Bittul Torah didn't come into your mind, you know, I don't know whether Zach's question is a question or an answer, right? Zach says, right, well, maybe the problem is, well, how do you define Bittul Torah? But maybe that's the answer, right? To Josh's question is, oh, it's very simple. Most sins, okay, I don't remember eating a cheeseburger, right? I don't remember being Machal Shabbos. Fine. So if I don't know what it is, it's Bittul Torah, because I can be assured that 99% of people, you are Mevatel Torah. How do you define Bittul Torah? I don't know. You were watching Netflix, you were watching something on YouTube, you were involved in whatever conversations I walk in when I'm in Migdal, whatever, you know, and, you know. What, Mordechai? Oh, yeah, don't worry. I have that on my. If I was in person and we were doing the overview, we would talk a little bit about Eov today and whatever. I'll do it next week. It'll be fun. It's going to be hard, though. I have been dreading. You should know. I started preparing to give Shir on the Agadah of Suffering like 6 months ago. And I was just like, I keep pushing it off. I'm like, okay, I'll do some other Agadah. I just can't deal with this. And when I say 6 months ago, I mean, I started preparing. To give it 6 months ago. I took a full semester course on the topic my first year in YU. That was my first like research paper back from Yeshiva was in my in this seminar on suffering and evil in Jewish thought, Jewish and secular philosophy. So I've more precisely been preparing for this particular shiur for like a decade plus, but whatever. But whatever, which is why I'm trying to sort of compress a lot. I'm not happy about. Look, on the bright side, it's already January, the worst that can happen is that we'll discuss this for 6 months. It's the worst that'll happen. Okay, it's the worst. It's not. I don't think it will.
How many pages of the Bible covers? Let me guess. 5,627.
And it depends how you look at it, right? Meaning, I'm trying to condense, you know? Like I said, it was a whole... Anyway.
Low-baller, Zach. You are low-balling this.
Yeah. Look, I put a few suggestions of on my introductory sheet, I put some suggestions for further reading. I put two books and a four-part series and a whole bunch of other things. But you'll see that when we do the overview. But okay, for now, we'll zero on this. So what are we going to do with this Gemara, right? And like, what is this Bittul Torah thing? And how is it not a sin? I mean, it is a sin. I mean, what is going on? So,
I would say that there's three different types of Bittul Torah. There's Bittul Torah where you're being mevatel someone else's learning. There's Bittul Torah where you're actively not learning. And there's Bittul Torah where it just happens to be that you aren't learning.
Okay, and then there's you're forgetting when I was in high school, Rabbi Har was a big fan of what he called Bittul Torah Be'echus, right? Is that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel says that you're allowed to be Mevatel Torah to hear the Megillah. So Rabbi Har liked pointing out, as some of the Achronim do, which is, what do you mean? How can you say you're being Mevatel Torah to hear the Megillah? The Megillah is Torah. He says, apparently there's such a thing as qualitative Bittul Torah. Because even if you're learning Torah, but it's not the most challenging Torah you could be doing, that is also Bittul Torah, right?
So, what if someone happens to be what we're talking about, but it might not necessarily be all of them?
Oh, that's possible, right? So we got to do, right? So, like I said, today we're going to focus on this little one, though obviously this will touch on the broader issues. But let's see what exactly is going on here, okay? So as you can see, I tried to organize it with a little headings here to help us analyze it. Okay, so let's just go through them. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, "Pishvei v'lo matza." Let's say, okay, you sinned and now you are supposed to figure out what sin you're sorry. You suffered, and now you're trying to figure out what sin caused the suffering. So Rashi says, he says, first of all, that means if you didn't find a sin to which you can attribute your punishment. Now again, does he mean you found no sin at all, or you didn't find a sin that could plausibly justify the suffering that you have? I assume he means the first, but I guess he could mean the second. So then he says, Talmud Torah. So Rashi says, Ashrei ha-gever asher ti-asraniyah mitoratcha tilamdenu. Bishvil yisurin tzarich adam lavo lidei Talmud Torah. Right, so right off the bat, Rashi says something odd. What does Rashi say? That yitle bebitl Torah doesn't quite mean the sin of bitl Torah. Right, it means that because of the suffering, it should encourage you to learn Torah. Right, so that might mean that the suffering was caused by Bittul Torah, but it might also mean that Bittul Torah isn't quite an Avera in the normal way that you talk about Averot, and therefore, what it's saying is maybe it's not really a sin, but it's still there to motivate you for something, right? It might be. Rashi doesn't let on too much. Other Rishonim and Achronim are much clearer, but Rashi already points in the direction that the key to this seems to be that Bittul Torah doesn't necessarily mean exactly what it seems. Okay, so I gave you, let me see how many models I put here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I put 7 models to understand this Gemara, okay? So the first is to say, listen. The first is to say, this is just a misread of the Sugya. The Ramban just says, you know what? I don't know what's unique about Talmud Torah. It's just not true. It's not like there isn't, the Gemara makes no sense if you actually read it the way we did, which was, either it's a sin, or it's Yisurin Shalava, and if it's neither of those, then it's Bittul Torah. I mean, like, what is Bittul Torah? It's not a sin, so then it should be Yisurin Shalava. It is a sin, then it's a sin. I mean, right? What's the difference? So the Ramban says you got to read the Gemara differently and say that Bittul Torah doesn't mean Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is a stand-in. And the Gemara goes like this. You should look for sins type A. If it's not sin type A, then it's sin type B. And if it's not sin type A or type B, then it's Yisurin Shalava, right? It's not caused by sin, it's Yisurin Shalava. So what is Bittul Torah stand in for? The Ramban says, this is in the Torah to Adam. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I see I'm getting cut off on my phone, so give me a second. on it. I won't be able to hear you, but you can still hear me until it connects again. Oh, I see. It switched internet. That would do it. So the Ramban says, Lefichach, Misha Bau Alav Yisurin, who Pishpesh Beatsmo Velo Matza, Biado Avera Vechata, Sheyesh Bau Yidia, Betchil of Asof. Okay, now I have both. Now I hear Nika. Second. There we go. Yeah.
Sometimes if you're having problems with the speaker, the problem is when you have the microphone that's mute, and you go next to that, you have an arrow that points up, and you click on the arrow, and you can select different.
Yeah. No. I did that. I tried multiple. I don't know what it is. There's some mismatch between. I'm not really sure what the mismatch is, because when I put in headphones, when you have two, what's it called? When I put in the headphones, so then I can hear you, but you can't hear me. And I take out the headphones, you can hear me, but I can't hear you. So I'm not really sure. There's something messed up. Zach, you can figure it out when I'm in or something if you want. Okay.
Yeah. Why would the Gemara not just say, it's because you're not learning enough Torah? Why would it say Bittul Torah?
So according to him, Yitlevu Bittul Torah might mean, right, attribute it to the fact that you need to be motivated to learn more Torah, right? Something like that, right? I'm not really sure. Okay. Now, like I said, the Ramban doesn't buy any of this. And he just says, Yitle ha-yisurim bevitul mitzvarasei, she'enu mizdareiz bahen la'asotan kara'ui amadatzel b'tziyatzan v'kiyuman. He says, Bittul Torah doesn't mean Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah means failure to keep mitzvot asay with the requisite zeal, right? So the way you read the Gemara is as follows. If you're suffering, possibility one is you did an Avera. If you didn't do an Avera, so maybe you failed to do a mitzvah like Torah, not Torah specifically, like Torah. And if you can't find an Avera that you did, nor did you can you find yourself derelict in Navera, so then it's Yusur and Shalafa. Right? Aval Mishu Tzadik Gamor Vein Biyado Averot V'lo Betile Mitzvot. If you have neither a sin nor the dereliction of Mitzvot, Ein Yusur and Yusur and Shalafa, so then it's Yusur and Shalafa, which is whatever it is, which we'll get to. Okay? And the Pirchei Kahuna also takes this approach, and he says, Rabim Matmihim, Demi zutar avon bittul Torah. The kamar pish pish lo matzai says, is bittul Torah not a big sin? Right? It's a terrible sin. So how could it be either you sinned or you didn't sin, but you did do bittul Torah? That implies that it's not a sin. What are you talking about? V'nir alishi yisurim heim bayim bishvil ha'avonot shveish b'malkut omita. He said, because you might have thought that punishment only comes from a sin which warrants punishment, death, malkut, whatever. Right, so again, like the Ramban, he says it doesn't mean Bittul Torah. Right, the way you read Gemara is when you are suffering, possibility one, you violated an Avera. If it's not an Avera, possibility two, you fail to perform mitzvot. If it's neither of those, so then it's Yisur and Shalava. And that's the Ramban, that's the Pirchei Kahuna. Yeah.
According to that reading of Bittul Torah, I can just say that what the second line is saying is just check Carter.
Is what?
That's all I'm saying.
Check harder. Check harder. Yeah, you know, meaning check harder, but look for a different category. Right? Right, meaning look for a different category. Oh, okay. So let me take up what Josh says. Right, what Josh said is maybe right. What the Gemara is saying is, listen, this is not the Ramban. So now we're moving to another model. Right, that's one model. second kind of model is maybe the Gemara is just saying, listen, it is a sin, but it's a hard to figure out sin, right? Meaning it's check, and if you didn't check, then check for the less obvious things, right? So that seems to be the position of... One second. Let me just get it. One second. Yeah, it's Rav Tzadok in number 10, right? Rav Tzadok says essentially what Josh says, which is, look, it's not that Bittul Torah isn't a Navera. It's just, by its very definition, it's a very hard Avera to calculate, right? So therefore, the Gemara is saying, listen, first try to find the obvious Avera. If it's not the obvious Avera, so then look for the less obvious Avera. Now, why is Bittul Torah less obvious? Because of what Zach said before, which is, because, you know, anything could be Bittul Torah, right? You sneezed during shir and you stopped paying attention for a second. Oh, Bittul Torah, right? It's very hard to put your finger on what Bittul Torah is, right? So it's, so.
I remember seeing a Rambam where he said, like, in the Beit Medrash, you send a message to people, like, bless you.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's hard to calculate. It's very expansive, right? So that's what Tzadok says, right? Tzadok says at number 10, U'le'inyon sh'lo yivatel od sh'o mitzvah ze'gam kin yevshar. Etc. I'll get the key line. De efshar li natzel bichol sha'a mi bitl ase ke mitzvah talmud Torah v'chadome mitzvah natamidiyot. Said it's impossible to properly utilize every minute for mitzvah. Again, he thinks Talmud Torah stands in for other things. But he's saying it's not Talmud Torah as a mitzvah ase, it's Talmud Torah or any other constant mitzvah, like loving God, right? Right? Because if you, right, if for a single moment you aren't paying attention, so then you have somehow violated Talmud Torah, you violated Avar Hashem, you violated whatever. The Al Kain Amru, and that's why they say, Pishpesh Velo Matza, Yitleb Vitl Torah, the Dovers and Matsui, Eitzel, Kolada, Mafil Tzadik Amr, Vishlo Matza, Shumchet, Umistama, Shokin Al Torah. He said, even a Tzadik who doesn't sin and probably does learn all day. V'im kolze, yacholiyo, letlo, bevitl Torah, ezer agayim, lo yechidim asridim, kerav yochum ben yochai, v'chavei rav, tamid yechav mamatiyim, shekol shichatam, yir libam, gam b'miladam, akol divrei Torah. He says, unless you know you're Shum Bar Yochai, where every second of your life, you know, you're sitting in a cave, in a, you know, eating from magic carob tree, and from magic water, you know, everyone has some Bittul Torah. What I mean, whatever, it's just, you know, so you got to look deeper. You got to realize that, you know, it's quite expansive. Yeah, so according to Rav Tzadok, essentially, you could read the Gemara like Josh and Zach together, right, which is, look for the obvious. If you don't find the obvious, look for the harder to find. If you don't find that, fine. It's Yisur and Shalava. Okay. Now, there's a group of Mefarshim that what bothers them, this Gemara, is something totally different. And this is in the Marnayin, Rami Sada, and Rav Kook, and the Inaya. Their problem with this Gemara fundamentally is that the simple implication of the Gemara is that the hierarchy is Averot, regular Averot, and then Bittul Torah, right? Because it's only if you don't know that you violated, you think you didn't violate any other sins, so then it's Bittul Torah. But if you think, as Zach said before, Bittul Torah is like the worst sin in the world, and you have to be worried about it all the time, it should go the other way around, right? First things first, Bittul Torah is the worst thing you could ever do, right? So if you're doing that, then, and you're suffering, don't ask why, right? The reason is because of Bittul Torah. So how can the Gemara imply that the worst sin is something else? And if you didn't do that, you did Bittul Torah, which is a lesser level, right? Doesn't that go against the idea that Talmud Torah can I get kulam?
But most of the answers that we said, most of the people that we saw so far would give an answer to this based on what they said.
Correct. Right, Correct. No, 100%. Now, what's the common denominator between these three Mefarshim is that they're bothered by this question and answer it by saying, you're right. And that's why this Gemara is only about a specific type of Bittul Torah. Because regular Bittul Torah is really, really bad, but there's a specific type of Bittul Torah that's not as bad, and that's why it goes in level 2 and not level 1. So you look at the Marad Ayin. Marad Ayin, he says, Yesh ledaktik, me'achar shebittul Torah, hu me'aver chamurot, heichi ka'amar pishpesh v'lo matzo, ma pishpesh v'en lecha matzo, v'aryu goli v'adua, v'udavar nikar shubatul me'a Torah. He said, what are you talking about? It's obvious that you're not learning Torah. This shouldn't be the type of thing you have to search. If you're not learning enough Torah, you should know. It's obvious. V'zu ma'a loshen omer, yitle b'vittul Torah, ma'u tli azu. The efter de chavana yitle b'vittul Torah, shahayla levatel v'lo Bitol, kagon shen is damnil on mitzvah, she efshar losod ayde racherim, vahave le levatel Torah ulekaima velo bitel, vahashta lavadaite viit labaze. So his first answer is quite shocking, right? Which is, you're right, not learning Torah is a terrible sin. The Gemara doesn't mean that you're looking for Bittul Torah. It means the opposite of Bittul Torah. Sometimes you sinned by not being Mavatul Torah. How could that be? Because the Gemara says that if there's a mitzvah to be done and no one else can do it, so then you have to do it. Right? So we said, what would happen? Right? The Gemara is a counter, right? This is a counter read. It's not saying that it's Bittul Torah. It's saying it's the opposite of Bittul Torah. It's saying that what you're sometimes maybe you thought you were doing the right thing by learning, but you didn't realize that it was one of those times when you should have stopped learning and done the mitzvah. Inami shalavatal Torah, shalavar zman kriyat shema, right? Like kriyat shema, right? It was time for davening or something like that, right? So that's really quite a surprising read, but it actually works. I should have put it here with the Kutzker, but if you look at the at number 15, Rabbi Price quotes a Misora from the Kutzker Rebbe, who reads it exactly this way. Then he said, how can you say, I sinned, I didn't sin, I just did Bittul Torah. Ela yitla b'vittul Torah, hakavana shelo ratzo lasok b'mitzvah Hashem v'tzarchat tzibor v'bnei shehitzyarei b'vittul Torah. He takes a much farther perspective on this, which is, Yitla b'vittul Torah means that you use Talmud Torah as an excuse to not do what you were supposed to do for the community. Ze avon plili, that is criminal. Ki chol haTorah lo ba ela lelamed levnei adam lohoil la'tev le'acherim v'lo li'tirod la'chush la'atzmo b'vad. Because the whole point of the Torah is for you to care about other people and not for yourself. Right? So, yeah. But he doesn't call it Yisur and Shalava. Yisur and Shalava, as we'll see, according to at least some of the Mefarshim, means that it's not for any sin. Right? Okay, well, so you're already making, again, this is why in theory I wanted to do this in order, right? Because you're telling me it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because you have certain assumptions about reward and punishment. But we haven't done that yet, so we're going to do that next week, so I'm going to have to bracket that chatasi. And you can... I understand. You'll... The pasuk, I get it. You'll got to leave it. Okay. But, so this is like a counter-read, which says, listen, you're right, Bittul Torah is a sin. So the Bittul Torah here must mean the failure to stop learning when you were supposed to stop learning. Okay. Or you could say, no, it is for not learning, but there's a specific type of not learning that's not as bad that goes in level 2. So what is that? So then it's Siv in the Merome Sadeh says as follows. So he says, listen, he says, Yisurin kam mida keneged mida. But Bittul Torah, he says, listen, Bittul Torah is kol hamidot tluyot ba. It's all-encompassing. But Dimishuna Aver de Bitl Torah Mikol Aver Ha'adam Dadam Omir Aleim Shechata V'Asham Bahem Masheng Bitl Torah Shevade Ish Harbim Amim Sheve Emet Yevshar Lasek B'Torah Umishum Hachi Adam Aragil Lachshav Shlo Bitel Klal Kimuch Rechay Alakach Aval Ksharo Yisurim Boim Alav Yitla Bitl Torah Shavagav Sheno Moto Atzim Bitel Be'et Shayet Tzarech Lomod B'chol Ze Ulai Lo Aya Cheshbono Yafem. He said, listen, it's not like obvious Bitl Torah. Obvious Bitl Torah, you're right. That's level one Avera. But there really are a lot of times when it's legitimate for you to do something which is not learning. You can go to work, right? You can, whatever you need to do, right? There's other things that are legitimate, right? You're allowed to do other things. The Gemara is saying, listen, it's just that certain types of Bitl Torah, it's like you just... Sometimes you miscalculate. You think that something was justified, so you don't realize you're being mevatel Torah. So that type is either a lower level or a harder to calculate sin, right? And that's the one we're worried about. You're right. Obvious mevatel Torah is level one. Less obvious is either a lesser sin or at least a harder to calculate sin. And that's why it says yitla mevatel Torah. Okay. Rav Kook says in Einaya, so he says, look, afal bisha bitl Torah avin gadol hu, even though it is a terrible sin, near de chavanat enyan hu, de be'emer chiyuv shkidat ha-Torah, e'afshar liot noten al yidei mida mitzumtzemet l'chol adam. He said, listen, bitl Torah is terrible, but it's hard to define what it means for any individual person. Shara yesh l'chol adam reshut liot osek b'masa u'matan v'likno nechasa v'kinyanem afil yotumi de hechreach sipuko. You're allowed to work, you're allowed to make money, you're allowed to make more than your bare necessities. Ve'ein v'zeh mishim bitl Torah. That's not bitl Torah. Ela sheyesh adam sheyesh bo tchunot shelefi madregat nafsho roi letaknam v'tikunam u'davkei de Torah. But there are some people who, they are not perfect, and the way to perfect themselves is through Torah. Because the Torah makes you a better person. So you, to perfect your personal character traits, should go and learn more Torah. And if you fail in that, then then God has no choice but to make you suffer to perfect your midot. Right? So what does he say? He's saying it's not Bitl Torah per se. It's the Torah learning that's necessary for certain people to perfect their midot if they fail to learn the Torah even when it might have been justified and therefore didn't utilize the Torah to perfect their character. So then God has to bring suffering to perfect your character in other ways. Okay. There you go. Right? Fine. Right, so you have here the right Murmay Sunday. Now, yeah, look, say it's a specific type of Talmud Torah, which is a little bit different. Regular Talmud Torah, that's just a regular sin. There are certain types of Torah that are a little bit more nuanced. I mean, that's why they're in a separate category. Okay. Others say, listen, no, it's not that Bidl Torah is less. It's that Bidl Torah is more. Now, what does that mean? So I'll say the Rosh Yosef says as follows. Here's you read the Gemara. If you are suffering, so under normal circumstances, the suffering is punishment, mida, keneged mida. But let's say you can't figure out what you did, which was mida, keneged mida for the suffering you have, then yitle bevitl Torah. Why? Because Talmud Torah is so bad that God punishes you even not mida, keneged mida. And therefore, if you can't figure out what you did wrong, that's mida, keneged mida, it's Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, God will just punish you. He'll throw everything at you because it's so terrible, and therefore you can't figure out what you did that makes you deserve this punishment, right? You know, you say, why is God specifically making my ring finger hurt? what sin did I ever do with my ring finger? The answer is nothing, but Talmud Torah is bad, so God is just going to punish you, right? Okay, maybe. The Pnei Shlomo says as follows. Says, right, a similar thing. Not on stringency, but simply that, listen, since Torah is the ultimate medicine, so therefore it is parallel to every experience that you can have. And therefore, any punishment is mida keneged mida for not learning Torah, because since Torah is all-inclusive, so therefore, failing to learn Torah is an all-inclusive aveira. So any type of punishment can be nini dekenege mido. So it's not that it's, right? So the way you read the Gemara, again, for both the Pnei Shlomo and the Rosh Yosef in slightly different ways is, listen, the first thing you do when you're suffering is to look for a mida kenege mida explanation of the suffering. If you can't figure out, it's Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, either you get punished not mida kenege mida, which is the Rosh Yosef, or everything is mida keneged mida, whether you understand it or not, when paralleled to Talmud Torah. Okay? The Nevesh HaChaim says something similar, but much more Kabbalistic. And he says as follows. Ki midato yitbarach shepol adam yishalem mida keneged mida, sha'oto ha'iver shekilkel upagam b'cheta al oto iver atzmo, maybe you love Yisurim. Right? That whatever limb you use to sin, God punishes that. Okay. But Torah can affect your whole body. Why? So he just says, v'tamo shel davar, in the second paragraph, shemikor sherasha me'elyon shel ha'mitzvah tluyot u'kshuro b'sod ha'shir koma. Right? There's a mystical idea of the shir koma, of this like divine body, this cosmic body in the right. And he says each part of a person parallels a specific part of the cosmic body. But Torah parallels the whole body. And therefore, Talmud Torah is metaphysically parallel to all parts of the body, and therefore can cause any type of suffering. Okay? So just to review what we have so far, we have the Torah Adam and the Pirkei Kohuna who say, it doesn't mean Talmud Torah, it just means Bitul Mitzvah Aseh. So the way you read the Gemara is, when you're suffering, possibility one, it's because you did an Avera. Possibility two, it's because you didn't do a mitzvah like Torah. Possibility three, Yisurin Shalava. Next possibility is no, Talmud Torah is really bad. So what we just did, Rosh Yosef says, first possibility, look for Mida Keneged Mida. If it's not Mida Keneged Mida, it must be Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is so bad that you can be punished in any possible way. Or the Torah is parallel to the entire body, either physically or for the Nevesh HaChaim metaphysically, and therefore, failing to learn Torah is parallel to any part of the body, and therefore it is Mida Keneged Mida. Yeah.
Maybe what he's saying, like, if you're taking that as, like, maybe metaphorical somehow.
It's not metaphorical. It's not metaphorical. No, it's not metaphorical. No, it's not. But the Nevesh HaChaim is not. The Nevesh HaChaim means this very, very seriously, mystically. He builds this in the entire four sections of the Nevesh HaChaim, as he makes very clear. But okay, you want to say something parallel. Go ahead. So that's a very nice idea, and it might be true. I don't think it's what he means, having read the Nevesh HaChaim, but I don't think it's impossible that you would say that. Okay. The Merom Esad and the Einaya both say, listen, an obvious Talmud Torah goes in the category of sin, but less obvious Talmud Torah, such as, for the Merom Esad, things that aren't obvious. For Rav Kook, it's Talmud Torah that you're engaging in to perfect your character. but not per se because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, those are the type that we're talking about here. And then we saw the Marad Ayin and the Kotzker, who in different ways give a counter read, which is no. Sometimes the sin that you did was you kept learning Torah when the right thing to do was to stop and perform mitzvot or to work for the community. And that's a very different category, right? Because category one is you're being punished for Aveiro. Two is you failed to realize when you were supposed to do one mitzvah instead of another, right? Which is a very different category. Okay. The Gra and Rav Tzadok in another place have a totally different shot. And they say, you don't understand. You're totally misreading the Gemara. The Gemara goes like this. One, if you sin, if you suffer, look for the sin that caused it. B, if you can't figure out what you did wrong, Yitle Bevitl Torah. What does Yitle Bevitl Torah mean? The only reason you can't find the sin you did is because you don't know Torah well enough to know what halacha you're violating. Right? It's not the sin of Bitl Torah. It's the Gemara saying one thing. All sin, all suffering is caused by sin. But there's two types of sin. The sins you know you're violating, and the sins you're not educated enough to know that you're violating. So, if you don't know what you're violating, no, it's not. Because it's not onus. If the reason you don't know that something's usur is because you didn't learn enough Torah, then go learn Torah, and you'll know that what you're doing is wrong. Right? It's not onus. It's solvable. That's what the Gra says. So look at 13. The Gra says, v'zeh tamua, v'chizeh lo nikro avon, is bitul Torah not a sin? He says, alahachi perushba. What does it mean? Pishpesh v'lo matzah. Yitle, sorry, I had to retype it. Yitle shemachmat bitul Torah, dehainush lo lomad machmat zen yodeim yesh lo avon. The reason that you don't know what you did wrong is because you didn't learn Torah. So learn Torah, you'll figure out what you did wrong and you'll do tshuva for that sin. Very easy. And Rav Tzadok says this as well in the Pri Tzadik. And he says, three lines in, v'zeh ikar liot adam doresh u'mevakesh tamid, shema lo yatza yidei chovat nafsho, v'zeh kol adam v'al yizmoch al daito rak yishal u'tshuva berov yoetz. He says, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do in life. And if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing in life, then you're supposed to spend time figuring out what you're supposed to do in life. Right? And if you don't, right, that's the problem. Okay? Right, so the Gra says very directly, if you don't know what you did wrong, you have to learn Torah. Rav Tzadok says it a little bit differently. If you don't know what you did wrong, you're supposed to try to figure out what your purpose is in life. Right? And then you'll figure out what you're supposed to be doing. Okay. I'll give you two more possibilities because I'm already a bit over time if someone's giving a sicha. The Emet LeYaakov's gives a totally different perush. And he says, it doesn't mean yitle in the sin of bitul Torah. Rather, it means like this. He says, "Hanired hine shlosha mina yisurinim." There's three types of suffering. The one is abayin la'arev b'tshuva. The first is the type that gets you to do tshuva. The second is yisurin shel ava, and the third is vengeance. God is trying to punish you. Okay, so he says that the Gemara reads like this: If you're suffering, possibility one is God is trying to get you to do tshuva. And therefore, you should figure out what you need to do tshuva for. Possibility three is, if you didn't do anything wrong, then it's Yisurin Shalava. Possibility two is, if you can't figure out what you did wrong, maybe God isn't punishing you to get you to do tshuva. He's punishing you because he wants to punish you and take revenge against you. And how does he take revenge against you? Yitle bevitl Torah. He's punishing you by not letting you learn Torah, by making you miserable so you don't have time to learn Torah. And if you can't figure out what you did wrong, then what you should know is God is punishing you by making it impossible for you to be Mekayim Mitzvot like Torah. Right?
Really?
Yeah. Yes, right. So the way he's reading it is not that, right, again, he's not reading it that it wasn't for an Avera. It's just that if you, maybe you can't figure out what, why you deserve it. Or I don't know exactly what he wants, right? But he's saying, listen, what the Gemara is really saying is there are three categories of suffering. Suffering which are meant to fix a specific Avera. Suffering which are meant to punish you. And part of the punishment is to make it hard for you to do other mitzvot. And the third is Yisurin Shel Ahava. Okay, the last one I put on here is the Tiferet Shlomo. let me just get the key line. So he says, listen, I'm not going to get into his whole mystical background for it, behind it. But he says, listen, fundamentally what it comes down to is, here's how you read the Gemara. If you're suffering, first possibility is it's sin. If it's not a sin, then it's bitul Torah, but not a regular bitul Torah. If you're not learning Torah, then you know you're not learning Torah. That's an avira. But maybe you're learning Torah, but you're not learning it lishma. And he says, so that's a different type of a sin, because you're doing a mitzvah, you're just not doing it ideally. And that's the type of thing you're looking at, and he builds a whole philosophy around this, okay? So to summarize what we've seen, the Gemara, again, is three categories. If you're suffering, possibility one, sin. Possibility two, Yitla B'Vitl Torah. Possibility three, Yisurin Shalava. So the Ramban says the way you read the Gemara is, possibility one, you violated a law. Possibility two, you failed to be Mekayim Mitzvot Aseh. Possibility three, Yisurin Shalava. Okay? Next read is possibility one, sin. Possibility two is you violated a specific type of Bitl Torah, which is like in between. So here we can now put in the Tiferet Shlomo, which is you learn Torah but not Lishma. The Merome Sadeh, which is, Rav Kook, which is that you failed to learn Torah when it was supposed to correct your character traits, something like that. Then we have the possibility of Marad Ayin and the Kotzker, which is sometimes you were supposed to be Mevatel Torah and you weren't. So either for the Marad Ayin, you were supposed to stop to do a mitzvah, or for Kriyat Shema, for the Kotzker, you were supposed to stop to be involved with the community, and that's your sin. Right, the Merome Sadeh, you're doing, right? The next possibility is, look, it's not that Bittul Torah isn't a sin, it's just that it's hard to calculate. And therefore, it's, first level is, if you're suffering, it's an obvious sin. If it's not an obvious sin, it's a sin which is harder to calculate. So that's the Nitziv, that's Rav Tzadok, and if not, that Yisurin Shalava. Rosh Yosef, Pnei Shlomo, Nefesh HaChaim say no. Possibility one, look for an Avera that's Mida Keneged Mida. If you can't find a sin that's Mida Keneged Mida for your suffering, then it's Talmud Torah, either because Talmud Torah is so chamur that God punishes you not Mida Keneged Mida, or Pnei Shlomo, Nefesh HaChaim, Talmud Torah is Mida Keneged Mida for all sins, and therefore it can be punishment for anything can be punishment for it. Then you have the Emet Liyakov, who says no. The way you read the Gemara is, suffering can either be caused by one, sin, to get you to fix that sin. Two, so God can punish you, right? And therefore, he's punishing you by making you not be able to learn. And possibly three is Yisur and Shalava. And then the last shot we said is, forget everything we just said. It goes like this. There's only one category. If you are being punished, it's because you sinned. But there are two possibilities. Either you know why you sinned or you don't know why you sinned. And if you don't know how you sinned, it's because you don't learn enough Torah, which is the Gra. Or for a Tzadok, it's you haven't done the work of trying to figure out what you're supposed to do in life. And if you did, you'd figure out what you're doing wrong. Okay, that's a Tzadok. So like I said, those are a bunch of perspectives just on this little discussion here in the Gemara of Yitle Bevitl Torah. And next week, hopefully, assuming nothing goes wrong and there isn't another snowstorm or something, or COVID or God knows what, or tornado or earthquake or whatever could happen, we will go to the overarching one. I'm very excited to do it, even though I'm terrified to do it, and really get into the overall question of suffering, theodicy, and the like, and try to at least survey the basic approaches. In the meantime, I'm already over time if there's a sicha, and I'm losing my voice one way or the other, so we'll stop there.